Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for the September 22nd, 2023. Have your host, James J. here. I am joined today by our great friend, Superintendent Craig Braun. Good morning, Craig. Or good afternoon, Craig. I keep doing that.
No worries. Good afternoon, James.
Thanks a lot for being here, sir. And we have Kelly Schaefer with us, Washington Elementary Principal. Kelly, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, both of you. Appreciate it. Here at WFHR at Civic Media, we take journalistic integrity very seriously. And so I have to start the show with a disclaimer. I will have no journalistic integrity with this conversation. We are talking about Washington Elementary, my favorite elementary school in the universe. Anywhere there is an elementary school, this is my favorite one. I've made my bones in this community at Washington. I made my best friend there, who I'm still friends with. I got to do my first plays there, which is somebody who, when I was 7 years old, wanted to be an actor. That stage gave me my first performances, along with Mr. Hoodeveld and, of course, Mr. Orlowski, the old principal there. I love that place. I drive past there. I go out of my way when I'm going to Mid-State. I'll go out of my way to drive past it just so I can see that school and look at that beautiful gymnasium and everything. It's one of my favorite places. I love it. Just even talking about it, I start smiling and going down memory lane. So no integrity with this interview whatsoever, Kelly. Thank you very much for being here.
Absolutely.
Kelly, it is the start of the school year. There's a number of things that we as adults can do and that we think of when it comes to this. What for you is when I say the beginning of the school year, what are the first things you think of?
Well, I can connect directly to what you were sharing. The start of the school year is about making Washington the place that it is. And you remember it because of the memories you made there, the community that we have. So it's Wolfpack pride, respectful, responsible, and safe. And how do we all work together? Not just our students, but our full community. We've had parents in for multiple events already. Between our meet and greet and last night, we had Learn the Routine night. So we're all on the same page working together to educate our kiddos. So the start of the year is a chance to start fresh, set the groundwork, and get to work.
Kelly, how long have you been principal over at Washington?
This is my 13th year at Washington. My whole educational career, for the most part, is in this area. I was in another local school district before then, but Washington's definitely my home.
When it comes to 2023, are there any differences or are there any things that you've had to adapt to from 2022 going into this new year?
This year, our staffing is pretty consistent. We don't have a whole lot of new staff, so that's just a chance to kind of dig deeper. Education's always a cycle of improvement, so what can we work on? Where do we go from there? And really, like I said, it's Wolfpack pride right now. How does our royal blue and shining gold work together to make it all come together in the end?
When it comes to the students, I'm always curious about individual approaches and how people handle things. When it comes to, for you in this position, what do you see as the biggest challenges for a principal, in particular at Washington Elementary?
I think the easiest part of it is the students. And the students, building those relationships with them is an easy thing to do, whether I'm reading with them, whether I'm saying hello in the hallways, eating lunch together. I think my biggest challenge is I see the role of the principal not like it was for many of their parents, and showing them that I'm here to support their students and not here to belittle them, or it's not purely a disciplinary piece, and how do we work together? Now we will have a plan to do that, but we're going to do it in a positive, reinforcing way.
I think it's a nice point to bring up. The principals that we grew up with, not all of them certainly, but it was kind of a different game. It was a different approach. But I don't know if you knew him or not, but your former principal over there at Washington, Mr. O, he always came across that way to me and to my classmates. I remember him being very in the forefront. Like, he was very there. He was accessible. And I was a knucklehead. I'm just going to get that. I was a knucklehead. And that man, if he didn't have gray hair before, he had it after me. Even with that, even with me being a knucklehead, he would take the time with me. There was punishment, there was accountability, but it wasn't just him, you know, like you said, the berating or anything like that, or talking down to me. He wanted to know why I was acting out. He wanted to know why I was doing those things. And I had never had anybody in my life as an adult who wasn't a family member do something like that. He was the first person to do any of those kind of things. My teachers were pretty involved in that too, as far as, you know, Mrs. Hardina, Mr. Hoodeveld. I still remember these names, you guys. That's how impactful they were to me. That's how much they meant. They took some some time like that. But did you interact with him at all? Did you, because it's interesting to me, or it could be just a coincidence, but it's interesting to me that you talk about that when he was one of those first individuals that I knew did that kind of thing.
I've met him a couple times. Hmm. There was another principal between us.
I thought so.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. G.
Yeah.
But I do think he set the stage. I think that he also created a staff, a start, where they bought into it as well. You know, the beauty of education is always about learning something new. Mm-hmm. And then if we make mistakes, we all make them. Mm-hmm. We fix them and we move forward, whether that's a math problem or whether that's just as good individuals.
Are there any events, any things going on over at Washington that we want to let the audience know about?
Well, we've always got our two big fundraisers of the year. We just had our fund run yesterday where we collect pledges, and all the kids are out running on those soccer fields that we're fortunate to have. So we've been doing that. And, of course, the big, and maybe you remember this, the big event of the year at Washington is always our school carnival.
Yes.
Now, we've got a few months ahead, but we've already started planning.
Good.
We do have about 1,000 of our closest friends that attend that event.
Has it gotten that big?
It has.
My goodness.
It's
always been huge, but that actually doesn't surprise me now that I'm thinking about it. That makes sense. Wow, that's so good to hear.
Raffle baskets are a huge part of that. We sold 8,000 tickets for those raffle baskets last year, so that keeps us busy. But it's a great way to bring the community in when you have that many people in an elementary building. It keeps it busy.
That's cool. We are speaking with Kelly Schaefer, a Washington Elementary School principal, and we have Superintendent Craig Bourne with us as well. Kelly, do me a favor. Say hi to that stage for me. It's been a while. I haven't seen it in a long time. If you could just say hi for me, I'd appreciate it.
It is a special place. I've got it.
In all seriousness, I have a question now for both of you, and I'll ask you first, Kelly. Again, one of those things that I'm curious about, and I think from audience members I've talked to about, student discipline. It's one of the harder things I would think to navigate. As a parent, I was never good at being the disciplinarian unless it was in a quick moment. My sister or my daughter goes to try to put her finger in a light socket, and in that moment, I can be the harsh, you know, hey, don't do that kind of thing. But I was never good at being the disciplinarian. I'm still not good at it. Even with my staff here, I'm no good. When it comes to that, how do you do that? How do you work discipline? A child does need accountability. They do need to learn. And at the same time, I imagine, you know, you're not in these positions because you're cold-hearted. You're in these positions because you love kids. The last thing you want to do is be mean. So how do you walk that balance? How do you work school student discipline?
Well, I think the key word you just shared is balance. So much of it is proactive first. What are your expectations? What does that look like? Mm-hmm. Did you practice them? How are we teaching what our expectations are? That's that really important part, and that's where you're building those relationships up front. Now, again, we all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing if a kiddo makes a mistake? Being consistent in that approach is the hardest part of it as a parent or in a school.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been there.
Yeah.
And I think that consistency is what makes it successful, excuse me. Whether it's myself or my staff, if we all have the same language, if we all have that same expectation, and we follow through and hold students accountable when it doesn't work out, that's how we then teach that skill again, and we do better next time.
That's a great answer, and I wouldn't have thought of the consistency part. That's a really important part of this. That's something actually I'm going to be stealing. I'm going to when it comes to these situations. I know when I was a kid at Washington, one of the things that they had programs they had was they had like a red face, a green face, you know, all these faces, and they took your name and they moved it if you got in trouble or if you did something. And on the first day of school, my name was moved, and I don't know if it ever went back to the green. But when it comes to ways of getting kids to see their error of their ways, to understand why they are being disciplined, that's another part of that question that I have, where it's one thing to inflict the discipline, but another for them to understand that we're not punishing you, we're trying to help you learn. Is it a similar answer for that?
I think the approach has changed from that time. It's more individualized. If there's an issue, we would address it with that individual student. However, we might reward a group that's working hard together just because we want to build that camaraderie as well. So I guess that would be the little bit of shift I would say.
it's a great shift. And I want to make it very clear, I'm not at all, the old ways or anything. I don't have, I don't want to talk bad of, I don't speak ill of or anything. It's the way we did things. It's just how it was. But adapting and growing, that's education in itself. That's the heart of education, let alone in our education system. I think that is really cool to hear about the rewarding factor. It's good for kids to see that side of things too. That's great. Thank you, Kelly. Great answers. Craig, the bar is set now. She gave some great answers there. When it comes to you in superintendent position, I don't know how much individual disciplining you do or anything, but when it comes to that, how do you navigate that?
Yeah, very little in this role, particularly in a district this size. Mm-hmm. If you're engaged with the superintendent, you're sitting probably before the entire board for an expulsion, and that's not a scenario you really want to find yourself in. But what Kelly highlighted, I would simply add, an aspect that we've included now in this day and age is also explicitly teaching what those expectations are. Mm-hmm. So that shared language and those expectations of clear and concise and consistent across various areas in the school, the cafeteria, the gym, the halls, the classroom, and so forth, as well as explicitly teaching what we feel appropriate behavior is, right? And that sounds strange to many people listening, and I'm going to go back to your old school commentary, because it's, a lot of those things aren't explicitly taught anymore. Right. And so if you get down to skills, general skills that kids had learned in the home or from their parents back in the old days, including myself, I'm pushing 50 here. I'm going to turn 50 this April. Mm. So I'm by no stretch a young guy. But, knowing that some of those things aren't happening, I mean, society doesn't engage like it did back 20 or 30 years ago. There's no question in my mind. Right. Mm-hmm. And we can lament all of the reasons of why that's bad, but divorcing ourselves from understanding that that's reality currently and then not explicitly teaching some of these behaviors is going to cut yourself off at the knees. So that's an important aspect of this. And it goes so far as to, what does it look like if you're being respectful of other people when you're sitting in the lunchroom? Well, you aren't screaming. You aren't throwing food around. You're behaving like what everybody probably would collectively agree as a normal human being. Mm-hmm. But in that school environment, I mean, kids aren't around bunches and bunches of other kids as frequently as they were back in the old days, right?
Yeah.
So that's just an easy example. The idea, too, about discipline and what that looks like and how expectations have changed over time, I would be the perfect poster child as to why the approach of calling you out publicly in a classroom is really counterintuitive. Mm-hmm. And it goes against. And the reason I'll share that is because I went to a Catholic school through seventh grade, and one of their approaches back in the day, so this would have been in the early to mid-80s, one of their approaches back in the day was to put your name on the board. That was your warning. And then if you got a check after it, that was some kind of consequence. And then two checks was, and as you got these checks, you increased the consequences. Well, I'm telling you, what did that do? It incentivized me to see how many checks I could get past my name.
Yeah.
And the school I attended no longer exists. It's been razed and so forth. However,
wow.
I'm going to just take with that I'm hoping that I still remain the name and check champion of St. L's Catholic School back right. in Kaukauna.
Yeah, yeah.
And the point is, I don't say that with I say it a bit tongue-in-cheek, but that's legit, right?
Yeah.
It really didn't do anything. It didn't change my behavior. In fact, it fed that behavior. And if you had an interaction in a circumstance where an individual, a teacher, a principal, or so forth, is having a conversation one-on-one, getting to the heart of the matter, what's going on here, it's quite clear that you want to entertain your classmates, Craig. Mm-hmm. So, what is that venue that we can help you exercise that without it being disruptive to everybody? Those kind of conversations never happened back in the day. Mm-hmm. And of course, it was rectified at home by my mom or dad in a variety of manners that super appreciative of. So those changes, I think, are beneficial overall for kids and ultimately for them, complying and doing what they need to do to be successful.
It seems like it's an adaption to not only modern times, but to, this we've been doing for 20, 30, who knows how long. How can we make this better? We see the holes in this now, and we're kind of adapting and fixing it as we go. When it comes to that, it certainly benefited us being the adaptability of the industry has certainly helped when it came to COVID, when it came to those situations, but also adapting to after that and where we are now, where that whether it's snow days and having kids still be able to learn and where we have We have an industry that is being treated in by some outlets as a business when it is not, and we cannot afford to let that happen. One of the important things to that, I think, is the guardsmen, the people, that the gatekeepers and yourselves and everything, making sure of that. When it comes to that, that can come in a lot of folds. Sometimes it's a politician. Sometimes it's a parent. How do you navigate in 2023 and going forward, working with parents and students and all of these outside factors? I think that parents have always been engaged, but this day and age, parents are a little more, I wouldn't say vocal doesn't seem to give it justice. They bark a little bit differently than they did back in the day. Oftentimes, it's the squeaky wheel kind of thing. How do you navigate that? How do you work those things where you're still putting the kid first? Kelly, I'll ask you first.
Well, I think the first thing is you're talking with another human being mm-hmm. who happens to be the parent of a child that is in our care. And I think if we remember that and relate to that and hear them, that's going to only move us forward. Generally, it's about having that conversation, understanding the concern, and maybe just sharing what does that look like here in our school. Because a lot of times it's misinterpreted or misrepresented. And I think the more we can educate and just share what that actually looks like, the more we end up on the same page.
Mm. Well said. Craig?
Yeah, it is about the parent engagement piece. And that's the thing, I guess, that I struggle with the most, because it's clear that we aren't in an environment where parents can, you know, come and go and be quite as engaged as they were back in the old days due to safety and security and all these other things that we're dealing with. However, the piece that I think is concerning on occasion is sometimes us thinking through, you know, what would be the motivation of a staff member to inaccurately report to mm-hmm. you as a parent about your kid? Mm-hmm. You know, why would we contrive something for our own, why would we do that? Yeah, it's not amusing. It's not mm-hmm. entertaining. It's a lot of hard work. And I shouldn't say often, but many times you're met with that sort of skepticism, like, oh, I'm not getting the full story here. Or, you know, what did you do that caused my kid to behave in this manner? And I get it. I mean, I'm not, I think, James, you know, I'm a straight shooter in terms mm-hmm. of what the expectations are and circumstances. And I don't believe anything anybody tells me, lock, stock, and barrel, unless there's some heavy vetting that has transpired either relationship-wise or via my own research. But with that being said, if moving back to this idea of you know, just generalized care and concern for one another mm-hmm. And what that looks like is really where we need to be. And I clearly have to be very emphatic around most of our people engage and understand that. And mm-hmm. when I say that, I mean like 90%+,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because with discipline and so forth, we deal with human beings. We deal with mm-hmm. little human beings. Mm-hmm. And I raised 3 kids. I'm still in the process of doing so. I know you have kids. Kelly has kids. None of this is perfect. Yeah. There isn't one human being we employ that's perfect, yeah. Including myself. No one makes the exact correct decision every single time. But I think when we recognize and understand that clearly these decisions are being made with the best interest of the kid at heart and no, not ill intent. I mean, we don't mm-hmm. employ anyone that wants to see any harm yeah. come to kids, yeah. right? And knowing that, working together to move through some of these things, having that viewpoint and mindset from all sides of the story is ultimately super beneficial.
And to both of your points, something you guys have touched on a little bit too, the way we treat each other, it all comes back to obviously the kids. And one of the things with that is the lessons that that aren't necessarily in a lesson plan. Kids learn how to behave, learn how to interact with each other, how adults interact with each other through watching us. They're sponges. Those brains are just soaking all this in. So if they see Kelly and a parent having a discussion and they're treating each other with respect, they're picking up on that just as much as if they see at a board meeting or something like that, a parent barking and acting like a child, basically acting younger than they themselves actually are. That stuff they're picking up on, they're taking all this in. It's that much more important for us going forward to handle ourselves like adults, which I don't believe I have to say that sentence in 2023, but I do have to say that we got to act like adults when it comes to these things. I did want to mention homecoming. I wanted to wrap up on that. A fun note, we love this time of year. A lot of our high schools in the local area here are celebrating homecoming. Craig, fun time of year.
Yeah, it's awesome. So for us, it's next week, Friday, Saturday, with the homecoming football game on Friday, and I think the dance is Friday night. I don't know. Is it? I think it is.
I think it follows
the football game. I'm not 100% sure. I do have kids that will likely participate, and I will know what they're doing that evening. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so homecoming's great. You get a lot of engagement from the community for the football program and the pep rally at Lincoln High School and all these other things that go on that week. With games and activities and so forth. It's a great time.
As a quick side note, I haven't been by Lincoln in a long time, at least a year or two or a little bit longer than that, maybe even. I went to the rec center the other day to interview the River Kings players. And as I was, driving past, and I like went like 5 miles an hour as I'm driving past Lincoln. My God, that's a beautiful high school.
Yeah.
It was always a good high school when I was going there and everything, graduated there. The Performing Arts Center wasn't there when I was there, so that addition was already beautiful to me. But the front, what they've done there and everything, is just remarkable. It looks really nice over there.
Absolutely, yeah. So, and I know that there's always some commentary on social media about a variety of things, but again, to continue to get the accurate information out there, we did pass a referendum. That's part of the annals of history.
Mm-hmm.
It did pass with a great deal of support. And we had, through promoting that, it had talked about the $19 million of the $34 million bond issue referendum that was invested in Lincoln High School, which incorporated also what you can't see is the awesome second floor science classrooms. And we've talked before, James, I'm a big science nerd.
Yeah.
I'll take you up there someday or any community member that wants to see it because it's state of the art. It's outstanding. It rivals what you have in some colleges, to be honest with you.
We seriously got to do that.
Yeah.
I really look forward to that. I'd love to be able to take a tour through there and see some of the new additions over there at the old stomping grounds. That'd be great.
I love that school. For kids, that area. So the media center kind of pours into where the existing commons was, and that's called like the learning commons now. And there's a little coffee shop that's our special ed kids run for part of their work study, and serve coffee and snacks and that kind of thing. And it's just a cool place for kids to hang, and more. Student resource center-ish, like at a college campus, student center approach. But yeah, it's outstanding. And the other thing, too, you went by Washington, you recognize that a portion of that's brand new.
Yes.
And how about the job they did with matching that?
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't go to school there, there's no way you would have known that that's a new portion because it looks like it was been there since it was built.
It's remarkable. Some great construction work in this community by some of our great local workers in general. Really nice work there. We've got some great football on the radio this weekend. Be sure to check out this high school action on Friday, tonight on WIRI 105.5, 6:40. Our pregame will kick off. Lincoln High School hosting DC Everest. Michael on the call. Seth going to run the board. And tomorrow at 10:40 on WIRI, our pregame for Assumption will kick off. 10:40, Assumption hosting Pacelli. Michael and Seth running that one as well. Be sure to catch out all your high school action on 105.5 WIRI. Kelly, as the principal and a very good principal over at Washington, I just had one last question for you. I had the record for pull-ups there. Do I still have it? No, I'm kidding.
Check the board.
One of the things that I loved about that place was not only the gym and the stage and all that, but the people and the wonderful students and our wonderful teachers that they had there. I just wanted to send a shout out to Washington, say hi to everybody over there for us, and appreciate you joining us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I will make sure to share as well.
If people have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more maybe about some of the things we've discussed today, is there a way to reach you?
Absolutely. You can call our school office anytime. You can also follow our Facebook page, Washington Elementary, WRPS. We got lots of updates on there. But reach out anytime and, hey, come for a tour if you'd like to see it.
I will definitely be doing that. I don't have kids there, but I'll definitely be doing that. Thank you again for the time. Great to meet you, Kelly.
You as well.
Craig, we discussed a lot today. I know that you are an open book. If people have questions, want to reach out to you, how can they do that?
Yep, 715-424-6701 is the phone number. Otherwise, my contact information is on the website, wrps.org.
Appreciate you both. Thank you so much for everything you do for our community, for our kids. Greatly, greatly appreciate you. Keep up the great work. Have yourselves a great weekend. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.